This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark's co-founder, Margie Samuels, was a designer and genius behind the original label. It's Women's History Month, so I'd like to shout out another incredible woman I aspire to, a woman who knows how to let her hair loose and take charge. The one and only Jessica St. Clair, who co-hosts The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm so honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. I got a fun, personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. So cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Jessica. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Lemonada.
Also with that fire, boy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Add to Cart. I'm Soo Jin.
And I'm Kulap.
And this week, we're so excited to have guest and close friend Mahandra Delfino. And she wants to come to us with the topic of holding on to dear sweet youth for life, which I thought was so hilarious.
I mean, it made me laugh when he told me. I'm like, that's perfection.
You know, we thought it'd be a fun theme to explore.
Yes.
First, before we get into all that, how are you doing?
Yeah, let's do a quick little mental check-in with Cuckoo and Susu. I'm doing better.
A lot of people expressed concern.
Concern and love. And
love.
So much love. And I think some people are going through similar things. Yes. And I think maybe more than some are going through similar pandemic blues.
Yeah.
A lot of us are struggling at different times. I think I said to one of our listeners in the comments that everybody I know is suffering in waves. Mm-hmm. I'm doing much better. We're doing another round of IVF. So having estrogen patches on my belly doesn't help the situation.
Oh, no.
It sort of heightens it more. Yeah, a little exacerbated. So I'm just trying to be good to myself and just take it easy. And I watched a few things that kind of like broke me out of my funk. And one of those things I wanted to recommend to everybody, which is the movie Barb and Star Go to Vista La Mar.
They did such a good job.
It's so funny. It gave me such a lift. There's so many laughs. It's just silly and fun. It's, you know, character-based, written by and starring Kristen Wiig and Annie Mumolo as lifelong friends Barb Aww. And Star. And they embark on an adventure of a lifetime when they decide to leave their small Midwestern town for the first time ever. And everybody is so funny in it. They're brilliant. It's just a feel-good, campy, arch, grand old time. I highly, highly recommend it. Thanks, everybody, for reaching out and DMing us and just sending really sweet messages. I really appreciate it.
None of it goes unread.
Yeah.
And we share it and we screenshot it and text it to each other. And, you know, all of it is just so, so, so deeply received. So thank you, guys.
Soo Jin, what have you added?
Okay, so I had a little bit of trouble this week figuring out what I wanted to add, and holding on to dear youth for life I thought was so funny. And then we had a conversation of, I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, I get it to a certain degree, but I also just like hated my 20s and 30s when I think back to it, you know, about how much insecurity there was and stress and pressure, you know, that I don't feel now in my mid-40s. I mean, it's different. And it was just all this pressure. And for years and years and decades, I struggled
with this notion of productivity. I was the person that lists and check marks and blah, blah, blah. And if I don't check it off, then I've been a bad girl and I've done a bad thing and I'm not doing enough, always never doing enough. Add more things to your list. And over the years, I think that I've just very mindlessly, you know, thought that productivity means that I have just to be running around, filling the time, filling the time. If I'm done with my work, then I could squeeze in a little, you know, dusting of the shelves. And if that's all done, then maybe I can learn how to bake bread. And do you know what I mean? And then
I do know what you mean. Yes.
And you know, when you're of that age, speaking of youth, like that's encouraged. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's what you see, you know, like go, go, go.
They call it hustle culture.
Such a hustle culture. And I spent my 20s and 30s in New York, which is like the center of hustle culture. Like everyone is launching a sneaker line and opening up a, you know, a cool bodega that's not a bodega, but it also in the back is a ping pong tournament machine. In my 40s, I really kind of started to develop some tools for me that worked. And so I wanted to share some of them with you. And
ooh, thank you.
I also want to acknowledge that like last week you shared and we all agreed of just those moments we've had lately where we stare out the window, because I think that that isn't unproductive. Do you know, like for me, I realize my obsession with productivity was directly related to my not feeling worthy. So because I myself just sitting here staring off into space is not enough, let me show you that I belong here, that I can take up space, that I can be your girlfriend, that I can be your host, that I can be your friend. You know what I mean? Let me prove to you. So anyway, so for years you have the to-do list, and that to-do list never, you never check off everything on that to-do. I'm just not one of those people. And at the end of the day, you're like, well, what did I do? So I started to do concurrently a things I did list. So at the end of the day, when I would make up, like figure out, okay, here's what I did and I need to do these things tomorrow, I sat down and I started to just list from the morning I got up till that moment all the things that I did. And I included things like I made lunch for myself. I made lunch for my kids. I took a shower. I had to research the 4 different backpacks, you know, for that hiking trip that we're taking. All those things that we do to make our life run for ourselves and for our families.
Yeah.
None of that is ever acknowledged. I realized I was only looking at the things on the list, right?
Right.
And realizing where did my day go? And when I started to do that, it gave me such a sense of relief to see that, man, I am doing so much all the time. So that was tip number one. And then the next thing I started to do was really look at like this list. Like, why can't I ever get through this list? Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually made so that I don't ever get through it, because this feeling of unworthiness in some ways fuels me, you know, and has fueled me for decades.
Right. Very insightful.
And I was like, no, I don't want to be fueled by feeling like I'm not good enough. So then I have to do things. Like, that's why I'm tired all the time. And so one of the things I started to do was do a list every night of like, okay, here are the things I need to do tomorrow, and be realistic about it. Like, knowing that I've got 2 meetings in the morning to... So really, okay, I've got 3 hours to squeeze in anything that I need to do. You want to go to the bank? You got to fit into that three. You got to make it work. You know that it takes 20 minutes to get there, and then da-da-da-da, all of those things.
So being realistic about your capacity and your time.
That's right. And really acknowledging that, like, what this version of yourself that you are never going to obtain is just this fantasy based on feelings of X. Mine is on unworthiness. And so that also started to really change the conversation in my head about why I was doing these lists, why I was being compelled to do it, and this cycle of shame and guilt and all of that was starting to loosen up a bit. So I just was thinking about that. It was something that had stuck in my mind from the last time we sat down. and this feeling of like, why don't so many of us ever feel productive?
Yeah, like I'm somebody who likes to plan, who makes lists, and by doing that, I can relax.
Yeah.
So I think I've mentioned it to you guys before. I am like a duck on water, right? So up top, very chill, very serene. Below the water, the legs are going exhausting. It's very exhausting.
Yeah.
I do a version. I have daily lists. And I do a version of bullet journaling, which maybe people are familiar with. And that is a mixture of putting what you've done and then things that you don't do, they migrate. There are symbols that migrate to like the next day. So I like that. That works for me. And then I also got a Casey for Christmas got me the this quarterly goal planner.
Ooh.
By Poquito.
Yeah.
Made in Korea. This is really great too. And this has things broken down. I mean, guys, there's so many. There's the passion planner. There's like so many types. But this I really like because it's all about like goal setting quarterly and breaking it down weekly. And then every week you kind of talk about what your biggest accomplishments were of the week, your biggest challenges. What have you learned and what would you change next week? So I like it. I would recommend this as an add to cart. And what I'm hearing too from you and what I'm relating to is like it's so much about it is like quality of life. And the quote that I like think about a lot when I need to shift my behavior is a quote that, you know, is often attributed to Albert Einstein, which is the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over expecting a different result. And I use that for so many things because of my sometimes compulsive behavior. Like, why are you surprised that it didn't work out again? Like, you know, you already tried this. So you got to mix it up, Ko.
I love it. I mean, all of these things, I think, and then we give ourselves and everyone listening permission to stare at a window, you know, and be okay with that.
Yes. Yeah.
That's hard one.
And in our mental check-in, I didn't say that, like, it definitely got worse before it got better, where I was crying uncontrollably in the shower, and then Scott called a nurse to see if we could take the patches off of my belly. And she was like, you can, but that means that this IVF cycle will be done. And, you know, trust me that all my patients have been calling me about this, and this happens. And she said to Scott, well, I mean, you know, when a woman is on her menses.
She didn't use that word, menses.
She did. She did. And he just like looked at me and like silently laughed. I'm like, what did she say? What's going on?
He's like, I can't say it because I'm going to get an arrow through my head shot from when a woman goes through her menses. Go on, Kunab.
A menses. Yeah. But I can't rush that. And I want to rush going through these like motions. I want to rush. I want to skip to healed. I've always wanted to jump to healed. And that's just like these are all processes. And all of it, every step, unfortunately, is important.
I haven't had a good shower cry in so many years.
It's been a while. I was surprised. I was like, ooh, can't stop. Well, luckily, I'm going to be here for a while because I'm working on my scalp. Okay, we're taking a break and we'll be back.
Ku, I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but my brother's nickname for me is Shujin.
No.
He calls me Shujin because I cannot resist shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes. And it's not because I love shoes. It's because, as you know, I've got little bony, narrow, weird feet.
Bird feet, yeah.
Bird feet. And it's so hard for me to find comfortable shoes.
I get it. It's why when it comes to shoes, I think a lot of it is about the quality of how it's made that can make the biggest difference, which is why we are so happy here on the pod to take comfort with Born Shoes.
That's right. Born Shoes are comfortable for so many reasons, okay? First, they're made with the absolute best top quality soft leather, and the shoes have extra cushion for support. I just got a perfect pair of sandals for warmer weather. It's like in a sophisticated wine burgundy color. And this leather, it's so soft from the get-go, it feels like you've had this pair for years.
Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus free ground shipping on all full-price shoes when you use our promo code ADDTOCART. That's promo code ADDTOCART for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark co-founder Margie Samuels was the designer and genius behind the original label. And now, in honor of Women's History Month, Maker's Mark has partnered with the talented artist Gail Kabaker to hand-paint a beautiful label, which you can personalize with the name of a spirited woman you know, someone who makes an impact on you or in their community. In honor of this Women's History Month, I want to shout out an amazing woman I love and admire, my Leo Moon Capricorn Sun Scorpio Rising June Diane Raphael. She hosts the show, The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. And as part of this Women's Month, I got a fun personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. Cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Junie. And you can join in on the fun. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Fill in the details and then shout out the woman you know who is making a difference. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024, Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, we are back.
If I can make the smooth transition into my add to cart. When I think about youth, of course I'm thinking about my face. It's the one thing that I feel like mama's doing good. Like she's useful in her face. Like not her hair is gray. You know that I've let my grays out. You know that. So really it's below the hairline to chin. An ear, like that's looking great. And Add to Cart recently, and I love, and it is my first Goop Beauty like facial purchase, which is the Goop Jeans all-in-one nourishing face cream.
Mm.
It's for your neck, it's for your décolleté, your face. It ain't cheap, guys. I don't know if we need to just like, we need to do a super cut of things that when I go, it ain't cheap. It is $95 for 50 milliliters, 1.7 fluid ounces, but it's like you're going to have this for a beat. And yeah. I've had this for a couple months here, and it's not even a fourth down.
Because it's so thick and full of ceramides and squalene.
That's right. 7 highly active botanicals, including Shishandra fruit, elipe butter, and caviar lime. Like, I'm seeing caviar lime in a lot of cosmetics. That seems like a hot product, a hot ingredient. But it's been great. I really like it. You know, Soojin Park has made me realize I want to mix up my routines. And so this has been a new addition and I highly recommend it. Now, one more thing.
I can't wait.
That I'm doing. Are you familiar with Asian American Girl Club?
Yes.
They're fantastic. But their target market, you know, well, look, girls in the title.
As I was about to say, I was like,
yeah, it's in the title. So I'm 40. And I'm no longer a girl. I definitely fully, you know, landed Nadia Comaneci style as a woman. Okay, so stuck that landing. So I'm wearing a tie-dye t-shirt, and, you know, that also pretty youthful. It's a pastel tie-dye t-shirt. It's embroidered. It says, "I'm from here."
Oh, that's great. They always do such good merch.
How cute is this?
Yeah.
How cute is this?
"I'm from here" obviously is a reference to the many times when we introduce ourselves to anyone.
Yeah.
And they say, "Where are you from?
Where are you from?"
They should have one that says, "My name means nothing." "What's your name mean? What does that mean?"
You know, when I'm in a good mood, I'm going to tell you everything. I'm going to tell you exactly where Laos is. I'm going to do a geographic sort of lesson. Like, oh, well, you know, Laos is landlocked. Vietnam is to the east, Thailand to the west. Or Sujin asked me where I'm from, and I'm a little saltier.
"Oh, it's so nice to meet you. So where are you from?"
"Minnesota."
Dead eyes, like nobody's home.
But I'm making full eye contact.
Yes, full eye contact, aggressive eye contact, but they're dead. And then the follow-up question, like you said, is, "No, but where are you, you know, where are you really from?
Like, where's your family from?"
"Where's your family from?"
Yeah. "I'm from here, bitch. And I'm wearing this t-shirt for girls." I want to give a shout out to Ali Maki and Amanda Tran of Asian American Girl Club. And they're an apparel company set to redefine what it means to be a modern Asian American woman, whether it be through flooding your timeline with powerful images of rad women, creating content from interviews to skincare to straight up real talk, or designing goodies with you specifically in mind. They're dedicated to the normalization of the next generation of AAPI gals and boss babes.
I love that "I'm from here."
I love that. So again, clearly we're talking about the other side of millennials, Gen Z. And you know what? But Auntie can also flex as well. Auntie can put on this soft, supple, tie-dye tee.
Auntie can do that. And let me tell you, Auntie fills that tee like a woman.
She sure does. That's right. With her brassiere.
Like a woman.
With her Clydesdales.
Love it. Adding that to cart. Okay, so guys, I am so excited to introduce everyone to our friend. She used to be my neighbor, but we'll get into that in a moment. Actress, singer, Mahandra Delfino. She rose to fame as Maria De Luca on the cult hit Roswell. She then went on to star in films. Oh, I don't know if you've heard of it, Traffic. TV shows like The Office, playing Dwight's sister. After years of seeing her favorite shows get canceled, she created what we like to call a spiritual successor to her sci-fi roots with a huge, mega crowdfunding meta-dramedy she wrote called B&T with her partner and co-star and ex-boyfriend in real life, Brendan Fair, all the way from Venezuela via Hollywood, and now a cabin in the woods by the beach, Mahandra. Welcome. Yay.
Love that. What an intro.
Welcome. And wait, Mahandra, you and Kulop know each other. You guys met. Where did Kulop tell us where you guys met?
Set the scene for us. Because
absolutely. You know what everybody does, right? You go to your friend's house, in this case, Mary Elizabeth Alice Day's house, with a bunch of your girl pals and girlfriends, and you have a circle where a white lady shaman... Sorry. and you have guided meditations, and you meet people. It's what we call a classic Hollywood mixer.
It's a meet cute in LA.
It really is.
And I feel like this happened like right after Trump was elected in 2016. And so I think all wanted to talk about that. And Sarah was like, no, let's not talk about that.
That was,
and we were like, but
incredible. It was basically like, you know, working through issues and dark times. And of course, everybody wanted to talk about Trump. Yeah. And she was like, no. Too heavy.
I'm not getting paid enough for that, lady. Yeah,
she also was like, sweet. I don't know what to say. No one saw it coming.
Like, I'm just a surprise. I'm just a shaman. I'm not a mind reader.
Yeah. And I just remember also this one girl who probably like 45 minutes later, they were talking about manifestation, as you do.
Yeah,
she was talking about how good she is at manifesting. And then she was like, but I just can't believe that I didn't manifest Hillary winning. And then the shaman was like, oh, God, like so annoying that it got brought back.
Oh, yeah. To be clear, we kept bringing it up.
Exactly. No one could let it go.
Could not, would not.
Yeah. And definitely should not.
Yes.
That's what was there. You know what I mean? That's what was there.
Yeah.
Mahendra, you and I, we were neighbors.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Our children went to the same schools. We've bonded over lots of things. Let's see. Cheese, plates, more specifically. Also, should we or should we not put tracking devices on our children?
Big time.
Anyway, you and I have always been, you know, communicating through social media and texting. And I, you know, we said, okay, you have to come on. Now, what is the category that you want to talk about? And without hesitation, it was like, bing, your category was?
Hanging on to youth for dear life.
And I said, yes. So let's get into it. Can you tell us about some of the things you're going to talk about and about this category?
I have so much to say, you guys, that Claire had to boop, boop, like just bring it down a little bit. I was like, I have 15 things I want to share, just clearly going through a crisis. So, okay, I've narrowed it down, first of all. My biggest thing, besides just the obvious about aging, is how just unintelligent I'm becoming. Like, what's happening to my brain?
We've talked about this, neurotropics.
I have been on a quest for the neurotropics, the nootropic.
You have.
And of course, as a lady, you know, you go to a doctor and you're like, I want that pill, that the limitless pill, the...
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
You can't get anything when you're a woman. My husband goes in, he's tried all kinds of stuff, you know.
I just want to double check with you guys. The limitless pill is not Molly.
No. But for a while, I thought it was, Kulop.
Okay.
Still unsure.
Writing that down.
Still unsure. We're not discouraging from
you have to call it MDMA, and then it's okay.
Okay.
No, but we're supposed to always be renewing and creating healthy new cells, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens, or what doesn't happen, to the old face when it starts to suffer. That also affects, you know, the cells in here and all of that. So I've always been obsessed with that aspect of like, okay, let's get down to the actual like foundation of the problem, and have found this. I mean, I guess it's a vitamin. Also, guys, not a doctor.
None of us are.
No one here. But it's called spermidine.
Pardon?
That's a I know. Terrible.
That's the problem. And also, I feel
100.
Like it taps into. Did you guys ever have those boyfriends that would try to convince you that like the sperm is like, it's healthy for you? It's like good for you?
Yep, I have. Yeah, I do. I know him.
You know that guy.
What is it?
Okay, so I wrote this down because this is what I do. I don't know if you guys do this. I get all my information. I read stuff. I'm like, yes, no, I decide. And then I buy the thing and then I completely forget why, you know, how to explain the science. But this helps you create and renew cells in a healthy and more productive and bountiful way.
Wait, do you take this once a day? And then what do you feel like?
Oh, you don't feel anything. You don't feel anything right away. But I'll tell you this.
Go ahead.
I always try this stuff, by the way, guys, and then I'm like, ugh, whatever, I didn't like it. But this is the only one where I'm like, oh, I have just felt like my words are closer. You know when you try to think of a word and that thing is just so goddamn far away?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel a little bit like I'm more in control of thought process things, like going into another room and actually remembering why I went in there to get what I was getting.
Yeah.
You know what I
yes,
mean?
Yes, I do. I do.
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, I've gotten, I mean, Mahendra, I know that this obsession of yours with this is so real because we've talked at length about
it's so
this
real.
For years and years and years. And I can't believe you found a product. So you're saying over time you have felt like this is really, no side effects?
So no side effects at all because I can't deal, guys. Like, I can't do anything fun or productive. That's everything. I get sick. I don't feel well. I get a headache. Like, everything. I'm the most sensitive person.
Oh, so you're a great sample. You're great. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good
I mean,
know.
I guess, but I actually think I'm a terrible one because the barometer is so sensitive that, you know, for some people it could slide, but like, any
Listen,
of those
I'm adding
things,
to cart right now.
I'm telling you, give it a chance.
I'm so excited.
It's basically building things on the molecular level, which is the key. It's like the foundation of where all this stuff starts to just crumble. And crumbling it has. And that's what's such a bummer to me, mostly about aging, is the mental stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
To just slowly just start becoming a dummy.
It's like both a fear, because I do feel it, and I was obsessed about it for a while, and then I've come to the other side.
Ooh.
Where I'm like, it's not so bad to overthink every little decision in your life. It's actually okay to forget pretty much most of your life, you know, and just eat your ice cream cone.
That's what being wise is. It's like, you know, you just take more time because it's like, well, what am I talking about?
Yeah.
You do less things. You have less opinions, you know, all of that. And so some of it has been really an ego. Let me not get into all the spiritualness, but like, it has genuinely been like, you know what? I have to let go this feeling that I have to know everything,
right,
that I have to be on at all times and know, you know, and be productive and whew.
But that's the thing. I was never any of those things, you know? So it's just like, just being able to hold a conversation and not be like, you know, that aspect. Just, I can't handle it.
Totally. Oh my God, we love this. In some ways, now that I look at the word spermidine, I'm actually comforted that they didn't go
they
for
didn't
a marketing
care.
Goo-goo-gaga word. They didn't care.
Yeah, like they don't have like enough ingredients for this to go mainstream. Yeah. So they're like, let's make it unappealing.
Yeah, like you're dining on sperm. Oh, let's mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's spermidine.
Spermidine.
It's spermidine. By the way. And maybe it is maybe it's a genius Google search that they've somehow hacked into. They're like, listen, you know what word gets searched a lot on Google? Rise right to the top there in your search function.
It's full algorithm. But they didn't think
the way,
it through.
I couldn't think of the word algorithm, so it took me two sentences to get there.
Yeah, got it.
Anyway.
That's spermidine.
This guy.
Okay. And that's where we break. We'll be back. Carters, there's an obsession I don't really talk about on the show. I mean, you know about my snack addictions, my search for the perfect sunscreen, but stumbling on really good pottery is my secret obsession. So I'm excited to introduce you to East Fork, founded by potters. East Fork celebrates the beauty of American-made ceramics. Each dish is durable, non-toxic, and dishwasher safe. They carry a full range of dinnerware from the mug that broke the internet, believe me, she's a beauty, to an everyday bowl, which you will end up using every day. To me, it's the heft of good ceramic bowls and mugs that just remind you to take stock of the simple things that bring you joy in life. Plus, as you know, in my house, we're so conscious of what things are made of. And to say this is non-toxic ceramic, lead-free, and gorgeous, well, you just have no idea how hard it is to check off all of those boxes on something you love. I am so excited. If you're ready to invest in your forever dishes, or you're looking for timeless, high quality, and thoughtfully made gifts,
as we head into wedding and summer celebration season, head to eastfork.com/add to cart to get 15% off your first order. Time to talk underwear, party people.
I mean, it's our favorite subject, Suchin. It's like, when is it not time to talk about underwear? So we finally decided to see if the hype was worth it and ordered ourselves some Skims Fits Everybody underwear.
When we got the Skims package, did I feel like a 23-year-old influencer prancing off to Coachella with my Stanley Cup? Yes, yes, I did. I put my order in for the Fits Everybody full brief. Okay, there is no other for me, right? There's something about getting this color espresso, which I ordered. It's like a dark chocolate undie. What? It feels like I am wearing nothing. Negative fabric. Like I'm wearing science, Kulop. I texted it to you when I first put them on. It still feels like that.
I like a full, but I also got sort of a cheeky high-waisted. And I want to be honest about this fabric, which hugs and holds the body. Sue, I'm wearing some right now.
I can tell. There's a sparkle in your eye. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes XXS to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75.
After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hello, reading fans. We have a new book recommendation for you, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer.
In a world that never stops moving, where every moment is filled with haste, do you find yourself feeling disconnected from your loved ones, your purpose, even yourself?
In these moments, it's more important than ever to embrace slowing down.
And now, New York Times bestselling author John Mark Comer is offering us all a lifeline in the chaos of the modern world with his groundbreaking book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
And this isn't just a book. It is a compelling emotional and spiritual case against hurry and in favor of a slower, simpler way of life.
John Mark Comer's call to a slower life is not just practical, it's transformative. It can help you rediscover yourself and reconnect with your higher power by slowing down and focusing on love, joy, and peace. Visit prh.com/JMC for more information.
So my next, the other thing is, I want you to really just hang on to the panties. Claire, Claire is not wearing
Claire
panties.
Yep. But Suchin and I have a lot of material that we can grab.
You want me to hold the bottom half near my knees or the top half under my boobs? Which one? Both.
I love that it's so far I'm kicking it off with two supplements, but this is the thing. Here's the other problem. I don't know if you guys have ever done a wormhole or gone down a wormhole on Christie Brinkley.
I haven't.
It just, she's looks so good. Okay.
She does.
But it's like, come on.
How?
Yeah. It's just like, stop it.
She looks good in an unplastic way.
Yes. Where she's just like, hi, you know, every day is just, you know.
She's got a youthful energy. Yeah.
And I never am going to have that.
There's no pill.
Yeah. One of the things, though, I did realize about this broad that she admits is that she clips on a ton of hair.
What?
Oh. Okay. And you know what? A lot of people do that and many women don't realize.
Like, we need to understand that people are putting tons of hair in
clip on hair. Yeah. They're tapping. And we don't get to see it. But like that's not their full mane. So we shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm not gonna clip hair on. You know what I mean? I can't put that kind of effort into stuff.
Yeah, well, because it's not just clipping. You're gonna have to at some point, you're going to have to wash it. You're going to have to comb it. Like
the maintenance.
That's hard enough with my own.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Exactly. I've been down the road of like the biotin, the hair gummies. There's even this thing called Viviscal, you know, all this stuff. And I don't understand how I found out about this, but some hippie just like offered this information up. that she had this insane long hair to here. I mean, I can't even show all the way. And she said she could never get her hair past this length.
So you're pointing to your shoulder
to my
length,
shoulders.
And then she had it down.
And she had it down. Thank you so much, Sujin. This is not a visual medium.
And this is an old reference, but it sounds to me like a Crystal Gale type.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Length.
Right.
Fullness.
Yes. Mounted on a bareback on a thoroughbred. Sorry.
Yes. And that thoroughbred has long hair, you know, so everyone has this beautiful long hair. And she was like, I had super thin, you know, I couldn't get past shoulder length and it was already thin and always breakage, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, until I started taking nettle leaf.
Nettle leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So which is an herb?
Like, okay, listen, tell me a supplement. I'll get it. I'll try it. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, nettle I have no problem. So here's what was really interesting. My hair got like, so, oh, guys, this is going to be a tricky one to explain because I feel like you're going to have to get like sort of like a penis reference in this. I don't know how
do
else
it,
to
do it. Do it. It's okay. If that's what's needed, please.
Straight or
for
good,
the cause.
Okay. My hair used to be in diameter, like if you squeezed the ponytail of it.
Okay. I didn't know how we were doing this. Now I understand. Okay, sure.
Talking more girth here, you know?
Yeah, got
so
it.
So the
got
girth
it.
Of my ponytail was like, I don't know, like an inch and a half.
A Hebrew National hot dog? Is that a fair, maybe
perfect.
More or less? Okay,
perfect.
Great.
Exactly. Now, it's like a very expensive kielbasa, like thick, just 3-inch thick.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So, we are nearing Coke can.
I feel like give me a year, Kulop, and I am Guinness can. This is what tipped me to the point of like, I can go and put this out there into the world. And God bless. I don't know how this is going to go over, but my husband, you know, he's getting up there. And he started to feel like he was seeing some thinning
okay.
in the old hair, which is, whew, you know.
For a man. Yeah, that's punching right in the soft spot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he was fully down. To the point of like, I will do, not Rogaine, what do they do now? Propecia.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I will do the Propecia. I mean, the things you hear about it, crazy. Speaking of like penis, there's some penis stuff that happens.
To the actual penis?
To, I mean, you guys, I don't know if this is too right. far, but to what?
Nope, it's not too far.
To what comes out of the penis?
What so, does or doesn't come out or
so
does
that's
come out.
Such a perfect, like you had an instinct, Sujin. It's that
yeah.
like less stuff comes out, which
right.
I was like, what a wonderful thing. I was like, isn't that bad? I mean, we all, you know.
Because wow. we've dated that guy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm already taking Spermidine.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. Wow. I'm learning so much.
Yeah, but that must be disturbing.
It is apparently because it's just
yes.
like, and then just, you know,
yeah.
like,
yeah, boop, the boop. Spiral.
Yeah. Right. So I didn't like that for him. I didn't like that for anyone, but he was ready. You know, I think guys just have to get to a point and, you know, he's in the yeah. visual medium
Mm-mm.
shamaning, you know, on the side. But I was like, try this. Nettle leaf, just try it. Change the game. Never look
okay.
back.
I mean, this is for all of our listeners.
We need stock. Wait, hold on a second.
Okay.
We gotta put, we gotta put codes on this. We gotta put codes on this, Mahendra. This shit is flying off the shelves.
Please, one more thing.
Yeah, please, one more. I know.
I feel like this is gonna be a real letdown because it's very controversial.
Uh-oh.
It's a controversial product for sure. And I just want you to bear with me. I think that we just have to get to a point where we have to sort of like knock ourselves out, you
yes.
know, especially
yes.
in this day and age.
Who's got time to fall asleep? Yes, Mahendra.
This is what's controversial. Okay. Because here's the thing, guys. I'm just going to come out with it. It is a Kardashian product. Okay.
Whoa. Soo-jin, are you okay? Soo-jin? Soo-jin, come back. Come back, Soo-jin.
Look, it's a vital protein.
Oh,
you
okay.
guys
yes,
know.
Right?
I
yes.
know that.
The collagen.
Yeah.
And this one has melatonin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah.
So you're getting your collagen. You're getting melatonin. It's the only one that only time Vital Proteins has. I don't know why they were like, yes, when it came to Kourtney Kardashian. Otherwise, they don't care. But then you got to put this as like a two folder. Have you, Soo-jin, ever tried this melatonin?
What's that? No. What is it? It's a drop? I do the sublingual.
So this is sublingual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Premier Research Labs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you guys, you put a full drop. I don't even do a full dropper. It's like this thing.
You're knocked out.
Because you might not get up.
And why
your
would
face
I?
Is going to be so full, just a corpse in your bed, sleeping
Truly.
The days away.
So
you do both? You do, a, you
so
do
what
both
I was gonna
the latte
say is if
and-
you're a person who, you know, likes to just play it safe, I would just do this. And then you're getting your collagen, which we all know helps, you know, helps with the staying youthful and supple. But if you're like me and you literally want like a punch in the face to pass out.
Yeah.
Double up, baby.
Put it in the smoothie. Put it wow. into your night smoothie.
Put it in your night smoothie or just put it right under your tongue.
Oh, wow.
Because I feel like that's the thing that people don't realize. 90% of these people that just are so sharp or look so great or, you know, can still run, blah, blah, blah. Like, they rest, man. That's it. It's such a bummer. I hate it. I wish that I didn't have to sleep. I wish I could do 3 hours.
And then, how does the Kardashians come to play? They're a spokesperson?
It's not only the Kardashians cool up, it's Poosh.
What is a Poosh?
So, I'm still trying to figure it out. That is Kourtney Kardashian's, I think, sort of answer to Goop. She has this weekly newsletter.
Oh.
It sounds like air that comes out of your vagine,
yes,
you know, just like a poosh.
Yeah, it's poosh. Like a dainty queef.
Mahandra, thank you so much.
Thank
for these,
you
like...
guys. This was so exciting to be on. I do not miss an episode.
Oh, thank you.
The minute it lands, I'm like, leave me alone.
Tell everyone where everyone can find you. We're going to have all of the links on Add to Cart Pod as well, but tell everyone where they can find you so they can get all the good stuff.
Basically, I'd say just Instagram.
Yeah.
At Mahandrama. That's it.
And it's so fun. It's such a deep dive into your life as well, which is both hilarious and also Architectural Digest. You know what I mean? Like, where do you get that?
Oh, wow.
I thought you were going to say both hilarious and sad.
No. None of this is sad.
No.
But you're so well-rested and plump. Mahandra, we love you. We hope that you'll come on regularly, Dr. Delfino.
Oh, my gosh. Please. Thank you.
And drop that knowledge.
Anytime you guys need me, I'm here doing the research, putting the hard work in.
All right, everyone, that is it for this episode of Add to Cart. You may thank us later for the years we've just added onto all of your lives.
Oh my goodness, that whole hair conversation. I'm still reeling. We want to hear all of your thoughts, your recommendations, all of it. We love it. Our Instagram is at Add to Cart Pod. You can send us a message there, or you can call us now at 833-453-6662 and leave a message. So exciting. You know, I love an answering machine message.
I mean, which I'm wondering, Claire, our producer, do you know if anyone has left us any messages? Do we have any? Has nobody done it? Okay. All right. I get it. So guys, come on. Like we may play you on the show. Isn't that a fun idea? We want to hear your voices. Do it. Call us. Wait, Claire, seriously, no one's done it? She doesn't. Okay, just checking. All right, so nobody's done it.
No one's done it. We're just sitting here by a landline. Both Koo and I are just staring at our landline here. Anyway, it'll ring.
Well, guys, all right, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week, friends.
Bye. Add to Cart is a production of Lemonada Media. Our producer is Claire Jones, and our editor is Ivan Kirev. The music is by Wasabi and produced by LA Made It and Oh So Familiar, with additional music by APM Music. Executive producers are Kulap Vlysak, Sujin Pak, Jessica Cordova Kramer, and Stephanie Whittles Wax.
Be sure to check out all the items we mentioned today on our Instagram at Add to Cart Pod. Also, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere, and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people, and we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Join us on Archetypes, a dynamic podcast hosted by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, as she digs into the labels that try to hold women back. In each intimate and candid conversation, Meghan is joined by guests like Serena Williams, Mariah Carey, Paris Hilton, Issa Rae, and Trevor Noah as they delve into the roots of countless common descriptors of women, like diva, crazy, dumb blonde, and the B word, and redefine and reclaim each identity along the way. The complete season of Archetypes is out now. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.